Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, welcome to what is his message, what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. Today is Wednesday of the 21st week in ordinary time. Our first reading will be taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 to 13. Our psalm for today is Psalm 139. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23, verses 27 to 32. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verse 48 says, "From everyone who has been given much, much will be required, and from him who has been entrusted with much, even more will be demanded." Thus, my brother, my sister, as children of God, parents of the Lord, teachers of the word, dispensers of the word and sacraments, and as servants of the servants of God, St. Paul reminds us in the first reading of today that we must live that life, a life worthy of God who called us to share the glory of his kingdom. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, St. Paul says, "I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling you received." Thus, since we were called to believe in and suffer for Christ, Philippians chapter 1, verse 29, then we must constantly remain truthful to ourselves and strive for the truth of the gospel, even if we have to suffer for the sake of justice and fairness in our communities. Secondly, St. Paul says we must work night and day. Work night and day to care for the well-being of those entrusted to us. If the Lord has bestowed upon us, has granted us his glorious riches, then those blessings must be shared, especially with those who yearn for security and happiness in this world. Thirdly, we have been asked to love for the sake of love. And I ask, who is love? God is love. Hence, our love of a brother or sister must generate mercy, kindness, and forgiveness. And we must never be selfish or self-centered. Therefore, my brother, my sister, because we have received so much from the Lord, we must yearn to perfect our character, guided by the living power of the gospel. Thus, while the world offers good for good, we are called to offer good for evil. Others love those within their own party. They love those within their tribes, those within their own culture. But we are called to love members of all tribes, nationalities, and races, especially those who hate us. Yes, my brother, my sister, the Lord expects more from us. And I agree that it is difficult to love as Jesus loved us and loves us. It is hard to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. But please note, in today's gospel reading, Jesus condemned the corner-cutting religious leaders because they failed to walk the talk. However, we cannot walk the talk without grace. Hence, when we fall while working for the Lord, we must rise in mercy, repeat those tasks of love, stay on it until the glory of God is felt by those entrusted to us. In other words, we must not give up until we reach the promised land with those entrusted to us. St. Paul says in Philippians chapter 3 verse 14 that we must press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. May the Lord help us to stay focused on our calling, and may the Lord help us to uphold the richness of our faith. And may the Lord grant us His mercy when we call upon His name. It is not an easy task, but the Lord will be with us till the end of time. And so let us pray to Him today and ask Him for His blessings, for His goodness and kindness. May He bless us, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Help of Christians, pray for us. Refuge of sinners, pray for us. Comforter of the afflicted, pray for us. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.